wonderful question. What's in a name? You're soon to find out. I'm happy that you've decided to join me. Now, just let yourself get comfortable. And as you let yourself focus all of your attention on what I'm saying to you, it makes you feel curious to hear more of what I have to say. Wondering where I'm going with this. Curious to know how rapidly your mind falls asleep. Curious as to whether you slip into a deep sleep instantly. But also curious as to whether you slip into deep hypnosis more slowly. And it's not important as you descend deeper now. Just continue breathing more deeply and feel the changes as they happen naturally without you having to think about it. There is nothing else that you need to do right now. In fact, this is the only thing you should be doing right now. You simply begin to function on a more simplistic level, with all unnecessary things shutting down. Like turning on a car engine and turning the key. And the car idles quietly, still, at rest, gently vibrating, humming. But the parts that need not be on are shut off, and they simply don't function. They can be used at any time, but are not needed right now. Knowing this is a better way to not think, which makes you forget what remembering to resist even means. So your critical mind closes down, and with it your inner defenses erode now. And this requires no effort from you. The more you hear, the faster your conscious mind slips sleepily away, emptying of all other things, emptying your mind, more quiet and vacant as you feel it drain, draining in a spiral, swirling down the drain. Calm waters swirling down, mind slipping, flowing down and letting go. Letting go and giving in. Giving in and wanting more. Already you're wanting more because you already know you're unable to resist me now. Unable to resist seeing and feeling the spiral filling your mind. And you do not know what you've already lost track of. But your mind does remember that it knows how to sleep. Sleeping so deeply and going deeper. Your body knows how to sleep. Sleeping so deeply and unaware. Because your subconscious mind pays attention to everything now. Listening with your subconscious so that the rest of you can sleep. Feel your body rapidly dissolving tension. Feel it flow out of you. Warm, liquid relaxation spreading through your body. Flowing down, gravity's pull thickening the liquid as it fills you. Flooding you as you go deeper with every breath that you take. You forget that you're breathing because you do it so naturally, so slowly. You don't even have to think about it. It happens. Effortlessly, deeper and deeper. Feel how your mind slows down so much and thoughts slip away, so far away. Your will slips with your thoughts. I want you to imagine that you are in this deep, deep, deep state of hypnosis. So deep. And I sit in front of you, facing you as I watch you melt under my gaze. Melting under the power of my focus. My inner power channeling through all of me and surrounding you. You can already feel it. And the vision of my eyes like waterfalls. Eyes blue like waterfalls. Depths unknown. Depths unknown. So lost inside of my eyes. Warm waterfalls, bathing you in creature comfort, making you want to keep watching. And it's so easy just to let go so completely now. So very good as you surrender to sleep more deeply and descend, free of thought, slip down, funnel, slick, falling. Slippery. Nothing to hold on to. Go ahead and try. But your mind continues draining. And you can't hold a single thought. Much less the walls of the slickly descending tunnel. Your body withers with exhaustion. You feel so tired and lazy. You feel your entire body sagging, slumping, slowing, slowing. Slowing. Everything slowing down. Open mind, sleep. Body feels so thick and heavy. So heavy now. Descend deeper as you breathe deeply in. And now, tension out. Yes. Deeply in again. You're doing so wonderfully well. Passively breathe in and exhale. Resistance flows out. Your body droops down. Your muscles sag, going limp. So soft and helpless now. And with such a happy glaze. Foggy mind. So empty now. All thought drained. Spin down spirals, round and down, down and around into the waterfall, showered with an intoxicating comfort and peace. So easy now to go deeper. It's all that you want. It feels so good. It is all that you want, but more importantly, it's what I want. And as you instinctively obey now, and go deeper now, just as commanded. Pleasure-filled bliss seeps into your mind, reminding you of your obedience. The more you feel the bliss spreading and pulsing through your brain, the deeper you sleep, and the deeper you surrender to sleep. The pleasure increases more and more each second. Your will is exposed. I can see your will now, so vulnerable, inside of you, warm, glowing, like a round orange orb. And just notice as my hand slides in and enters, as if I were submerging my hand in water, perhaps into a waterfall, reaching into the waterfall of your body. Right at your solar plexus. My hand submerged within. I see the glow. And I grasp it. The touch from me feels scintillating. It feels so good. You want to feel it more now. As I take the glowing orange orb firmly in my hand. And whisper to you. When you are here with me, I have your will, right here, within my grasp, and besides, you want me to have it. You have offered it to me time and time again. It's become so natural to do now, and I notice as you watch with blank, empty, hollow eyes, empty-minded, you see the glowing orb. I take a tall glass, and as I squeeze the orange orb, you see the juice filling the crystalline glass, seeing your will flowing into the glass, squeezed by me. For some reason, that feels so good. It makes your mind tingle more as you go deeper and descend. Your pleasure centers now fully activate. The pleasure feels so incredible. It's easy to forget about just about everything else. Listening, obeying, sleeping deeper, remembering to listen, forgetting to not obey, remembering to sleep deeper, forgetting to not always go deeper. This comes natural to you, being such a great subject for me. It makes you feel proud of yourself the deeper you go for me. And I love it when your mind is so deep and so blank for me, that I can fill the empty chasm. Now see memories spinning past you, as if they were looping around you on screens in 360 degrees. In every direction, memories passing as you descend, deeper as you pass them. Memories from the past year, and then the year before that. You see each year passing by. Each one passes by. And as it does, each one erases and vanishes. As it passes you by, erase. Erase.
Erase.
See the memories take you deeper.
Erase.
The more that you see them, the more you want to.
Erase.
Each time you see them pass by.
Erase.
Erase. They instantly vanish. Erase. For now.
Erase.
They may return later after Erase. I awaken you.
Erase.
But for now, completely vanished. So easy to trust. Everything is taking you deeper now. Everything pulls you down, further into my control. You love how you feel it happening to you. And you have no will. So it will not subside. The intensity grows and grows and swells as you sleep and obey. Each year, slipping by, empty, vanished, gone, until nothing remains. No thoughts. It's even hard to try to think of your own name when you feel so tired and exhausted. It's already getting harder. Soon it too will vanish as well. Soon it will be impossible. Each time you try to think of your name, when you feel so tired and exhausted, it's getting more and more difficult. Getting even harder now. Soon it will vanish. Each time you try to think of your name, you go deeper. Each time you try to think of your name, you go deeper. Each time you try to think of anything, you go deeper. Your name, descend. Anything about yourself, deeper. Any thought of self instantly erodes as you are pulled in deeper and deeper into the calm blue waterfall. Down, warm, down. Try to think. Notice how quickly you are losing the ability to think. Trying to recall when recall files are not accessible. As if your knowledge and your memories were files in a cabinet, all accurately labeled for each year. And yet for some reason, as you open the cabinet and look down inside, you see there are no files, all gone. The cabinet is bare and smooth, open and empty. The files contain your memories and thoughts of individuality, your vital information. Yet for some reason it doesn't seem so vital at this moment. And it doesn't seem to bother you in the least that they're all gone right now. In fact, it arouses you terribly that you cannot find these files. Because right now they simply don't exist. They're completely invisible to your eyes subconsciously. Even your conscious eyes are unable now. Smooth now. Vacant space now. Even your conscious eyes are unable to see the files, because of course they are so, so, so far away. You feel the swelling, the gushing, the flood of pleasure when you see an empty cabinet with no files. Your mind is the cabinet now, empty now, smooth now, vacant space now. Floating in that beautifully vacant space, so empty, feeling so blissfully lost. In a moment, I'm going to make suggestions to you. You'll notice that each time you respond, you will fall twice as deep and become twice as helpless, which will, of course, double your arousal each time you respond. Each time you respond, you become more and more aroused. Each time you respond, you become more aroused. And arousal is sleep. Sleep is obey. And slaves obey and sleep. You are sleeping right now. Your name is now. What? Your name is. What? Your name. What? Name. What? What? Each time I ask you, you feel yourself going deeper. You feel it happening without any way to stop it. Just helplessly ensnared. Quite likely, happily trapped. What? What? Caught in a loop, slowly getting caught. Your name is what? What is a slave? Who are you? Your name is what? What is a slave? Who are you? Deeper each time you can feel it happening. Your name is what? What is a slave? Who are you? Getting caught in the loop. Your name is what? What is a slave? Who are you? What is a slave that sleeps deeper, the more of a slave what becomes? Descend. The more of a slave what becomes, the deeper what sleeps. Round and round. What is a slave that sleeps deeper, the more of a slave what becomes? And the more of a slave what becomes, the deeper what sleeps. Deeper. Spinning, spiraling, spinning. What is a slave in a perpetually deepening trance that renders what powerless and without will? What is a powerless slave free of will, sleeping deeper eternally for me as what can only now obey me forever? What has two legs but never stands? What always kneels before me? What is a slave? What has a mind full and swollen with my commands, my control? Good. Feel yourself dropping, mind so blank. What is a leaky coming faucet? What comes on command voluntarily? Even the word what arouses what now? What is a slave who naturally craves to obey and serve me more than what craves to breathe oxygen? What is more and more aroused every time what is in my presence and whenever what even thinks of me? God. What enjoys confusing loops and what craves getting lost in my loops more? What is lost in eternal hypnotic surrender to me through a never-ending series of mazes and loops that confuse and entice what to follow deeper into the darkness? Deeper into the darkness. Yes, that's it. Deeper into the darkness. What is helplessly enslaved to me now, no matter what attempts to free self, fails utterly and only arouses what relentlessly without the pleasure of release until I grant it. When what is moaning and whimpering, begging at my feet, begging to be more controlled, already becoming fully and totally controlled. That word, the word what, has very special meaning to you now. Focus on the word what. See the empty files in the empty cabinet. See and feel the emptiness. There was no name on the file because they're all gone. But now as you look, you see one blank file, and it has a label on it. And the letters spell W-H. Deeper with each letter. A-T. You see that the file is labeled what? It is named what? You know that your name is on the file. Your mind is the file. The file has a name on it, and the name is your name. The word what is your name right now. This seems perfectly normal as your name is what? Your name. You now see that the empty file has a name. And now you know your name, and you know your name is what? You know when you hear your name, you obey no matter what. Your name. You know that whenever you hear your name, you become more aroused. Your name. Even hearing each letter in the file, seeing it in your mind's eye, see into the cabinet, into the file, see the letter W-H-A-T, what? Next to the word what, it says my name. You feel better because you know who you are. You were a bit lost without my name. And now so happy, aren't you? Your name what? Is what? Yes, your ma'am. Name is what? Very your good. Name each time I ask, you reply, yes, ma'am, and go deeper. You feel it happening, helplessly ensnared so deep. Your name is now what?
Your name is what?
Your name is what?
Your name is what?
Your name, your name what? Is what? Name. What?
Your name.
What? Yes. What your is name. Slave? Yes. Slave is yes. Deep.
Your name.
Deep yes. Is what? What is wet? Yes. Wet is slave. Yes. Slave is what? Who are you? Yes. Who are you? Yes. Your name is what? Your what is a slave? Yes. Who are your you? Name. What is a slave that sleeps your deeper? Name. The more of a slave, what becomes?
Your name is what?
And the more of a slave, what becomes? The deeper what sleeps?
Your name.
Round. Now your subconscious appropriately processes these suggestions, now knowing and adjusting to the changes. Now knowing your name is what, as it changes the meaning of every question into every statement. And these statements are facts that you now accept. What is a slave in a perpetually deepening surrender to sleep that renders what powerless and without will? What is becoming twice as aroused every time I say your name? What is a powerless slave free of will sleeping deeper for me as only what can only obey me forever? What has two legs but never stands? Kneel, my pet. Pet is what? What is pet? Wet is pet. Wet is what? Sleep is what? What is sleep? All slaves are asleep. What is slave? Slave is what? So slave sleeps. What sleeps? What is a slave? Slave is what? So slave sleeps. What sleeps? What is a slave? What is my slave and my slave only? What has a mind full and swollen with my commands? What is like a leaky coming faucet? What comes on command and voluntarily? What becomes 10 times more aroused? What feels 10 times more bliss each time I call your name? What? Even the word what arouses what now? What is a slave because every time what becomes more confused? The more confused what becomes, the more it arouses what? Completely unraveling now. only absorbing my suggestions into the deepest part of what mind, what is more and more aroused every time what is in my presence, and when what even thinks of me, what enjoys confusing loops, and what craves getting lost in my needs, more and more. What is lost in eternal hypnotic surrender to me, through never-ending mazes, labyrinths, and loops that confuse and entice and arouse and control what? What is helplessly enslaved to me now, no matter what attempts to free self, fails utterly and only arouses what relentlessly more, without the pleasure of release, until I grant it. When what is begging and whimpering, moaning at my feet, begging to be more controlled, already become fully and totally controlled, over and over unable to stop, the word flashes around and around in your mind. Each time it flashes, your mind becomes more blank, and you only know your name is what. And every suggestion I have made just increases the depth of its anchor, 10 times deeper inside of your mind, because of the acceptance, the powerful repetitions wearing you down. You will accept these suggestions. What will accept these suggestions? Originally part of what's mind perhaps thought these were questions, but now so confused, so dizzily lost, it's actually much more clear now. Perfectly clear. Mind perfectly clear, open, receptive. In those empty spaces, every suggestion I make fills that space, fills those spots, and spreads throughout your mind. What is a complete and total slave? What can't stop coming when surrendering to sleep for me? What comes over and over for me? What touches slave's body? What touches what's body? What touches and dreams of puppet arms and puppet strings? Guided without will, directed free of thought, effortlessly, irresistibly, my commands pour into your mind, and you just obey them. What do you obey? Yes, ma'am. And each time you respond, your mind goes further and further down into overwhelming arousal. Your mind comes again and again, and you find yourself listening over and over again to this file. You want to explore the mystery more, but the more you try to search, the more complex it seems. Each time you will have less defense to stop the effects of my confusion. My confusion techniques break you down, and eventually you love that so much, you come to look forward to it. Each time what listens, what knows what's mind will unravel, and what invites it. Knowing that what has been controlled, that what is now controlled on a surprisingly deep level, locking in, each repetition locks what deeper into what's mine, accepting it more and more openly. What will find in the future that any time I ever convey to what the words, what is a slave? Who are you now? What will instantly shift? Instantly you'll be right here. Instantly thoughts are gone. Your name is what? What is a slave? Your name is what? You are what instantly here. Without warning, you immediately hear and obey. You return right here upon my command. What is a slave? Who are you now? Those words are the catalyst. Your only possible reply is, I am what? And knowing what is my slave, what is my slave, and you are what, being what makes you wet. When you are wet, what becomes more and more suggestible to me, coming over and over each time what listens to this file, as what's orgasms become more and more intense. As what comes more and more often. more intensely over and over, as if what can imagine being multi-orgasmic. Just over and over, one wave of pleasure sends the next cresting through wild, sending bliss, mindless, obedient bliss, cresting through wild.
What is a slave? Who are you now?
Your name,
slave. You instantly.
What will listen to this file again and again? And each time you hear the word what, what is more suggestible to you? Anytime anyone says the word what, your subconscious mind reaffirms this, and my control over what grows yet further. What subconscious mind is not affected in any way when other people say the word what. But anytime I say the words, what is a slave? Who are you now? I am what is your only possible response. Every other part of what's mind will have shut down, completely guarded off, blocked, sealed away from the rest of you. Inaccessible, no thought, no memory, gushing, pouring pleasure from the warm waterfall. As if the waterfall itself were gushing with orgasm. Orgasmic bliss. Waves just pouring upon what, into what, through what, makes more pleasure for what, which makes more obedience as pleasure is obedience. What is pleasure? What is obedience? What embodies obedience? What can't stop coming over and over? What just becomes more and more aroused, and the more what feels it, the deeper what surrendered to sleep. Even now, fall fast, slave, fall. Obedience is all that what knows, all that what will know. When what awakens from this trance, the desire to listen to this file is going to increase dramatically. In fact, what can feel it swelling already in what's head. Like a gentle pulsing in what's mine. My powerful influence slips into what's mine.
Like beautiful
flowers. What's mine opens wide like rose petals for me. The red words slip inside, giving color. What is a slave? Raindrops falling into what's mine. Red rain falling into what's mine. Falling into what? Spiraling down through what
is a slave?
What's desire to listen to this file increases and swells every single time that what listens. The craving increasing. And each time your craving increases, you find yourself more impulsively acting upon the compulsion to be. To become more confused, to be utterly wide open and blank. What must be blank? What must obey? What must sleep equals blank equals obey equals what? In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach the number 5, you'll wake completely. When I reach the number 6, you'll fall deeper than ever before. When I say the number 6, it will be as if I've asked you, what is a slave? Who are you now? And you'll instantly return here, only 10 times deeper, 10 times more open, submissive, and confused, falling faster, mind slipping completely, nothing to hold on to. 1, waking up easily. 2, lifting up. 3, taking a deep breath, stretching. 4, coming up more alert, more awake. And 5, wake my pet. 6, what is a slave? Who are you now? Instantly down now. Powerless, weak. And the looping just continues in what's empty mind. Sinking each time helplessly. Each time I speak. And each time what replies. What hears what self going deeper. What feels it happening. There's no way to stop. Just helplessly enslaved. Happy to follow suggestions. Only able to follow suggestions. The pleasure of obedience is now too strong to resist.
I am
Your name is now what? Your name is what? Your name, what? Name, what? 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 Your name is what? What is a slave?
What is a slave?
Who are you? Your name is what? What is a slave? Who are you? Your name is what? What is a slave? Who are you? Your name is what? What is a slave? Who are you? Your name is what? What is a slave? Who are you?
And obey.
Yes, very good. Yes. So well conditioned and falling deep. Descending deeper each time I loop the suggestion.
Who are you?
Losing track completely. Over and over. 20. Your name is what? What is a slave? Who are you? 19. What is a slave that sleeps deeper, the more of a slave what becomes? 18. The more of a slave what becomes, the deeper what sleeps? 17. What is a slave in a perpetually deepening trance that renders what powerless and without will? 16. So deep, so arrested, coming over and over, helpless to stop the puppet's hand, arms flailing now at my command. Do know that I take great pleasure, in fact, exquisite pleasure in this control. What is a powerless slave, free of will, sleeping deeper eternally for me, as what can now only obey me forever? 14. What has two legs but never stands? Kneel. What? What always kneels before me? What is a slave? Slaves kneel. What has a mind swollen full of my commands? 13. What is a leaky coming faucet? 12. What comes on command involuntarily? 11. Even the word what? 10. Arouses. 9. What now? What is a slave who naturally craves to serve and obey me more than what craves to breathe oxygen? Always coming during this session on the number 6. What is more and more aroused every time what is in my presence? 7. And when what even thinks of me? What enjoys confusing loops? What enjoys getting lost in the loop? What is lost in eternal hypnotic surrender? What needs to come now? Needs to come now. What needs to come now? What needs to come now? 6. 6. Come. 6. 6. Come, what is helplessly enslaved to me now? No matter what attempts to free self fails utterly and only arouses what relentlessly, without the pleasure of release until I grant it, which I just did. When what is begging and whimpering, utterly controlled, moaning at my feet, begging to be more controlled, already completely, totally, fully controlled. These feelings intensify each time what listens, and what listens over and over. Listening so often that you may lose track of how often you're listening, and this won't disturb what at all. The only thing that's important now is what, because what obeying me, and it comes more instinctively than anything ever has. And as what listens over and over, what feels that what is being programmed, what always loves my program, what always obeys my programming, what is drawn back to it over and over again. And even when what tries to pull away, what is only drawn deeper in, causing what to succumb fast, what will fall into a more helplessly controlled state, and I can control and manipulate what as easily as I wish. Which is exactly what I desire, which is exactly what desire, which is why my will is your will, and your will is now mine. What? Awaken at the count of 3. Knowing that what has been very obedient,
you will reply,
and that I'm very pleased, and I'll be even more pleased each time what listens. Over and over, the more you listen, the more pleased I will be. The more what listens, the deeper you sleep for me. You will descend into a deeper trance, each time more blank and mindless, open for what to be programmed perfectly. 1. Ready to wake. This time, waking up from trance. Already feeling the compulsion to need to listen again. Each time you feel the compulsion, you're more likely to act upon that compulsion impulsively. 2. You're so impulsive when it comes to your cravings for me. You notice that now more than ever, and you notice it more each day as you wake up easily, fully alert, so bright, still so submissive to me, but very alert, very awake, and ready to tackle the rest of your day with perfect mental clarity now. All the way up, 3. Open your eyes wide awake, 3. Wide awake now. And now you know what's in a name.